Last chapter 8, Mishnah 4. Eili chotzitzin v'lo mevin. The following screen, but do not convey. They will block the impurity from passing, but they will not transmit the impurity, you know, from one to the other. And that is meseches prusa, a web that has spread. So he says over here, the web that is, it's spread over hatchways between two stories. So you've got your two stories of the house, and you've got a hatchway in between. And this web is spread over the two stories with impurity beneath it, protects the upper story. But if it overshadows a corpse and a utensil, it doesn't convey impurity from the corpse to utensil. See that?
It can't act as a tent. You know?
Can't act as a tent, but it can protect the impurity from going up. V'chavila hamita, no, just ropes, interlaced rope kind of structure. V'chavila hamita, bed ropes, that they were placed at the bottom of the bed for bedding. They took that and placed it over the hatch, let's say. V'mashpalos, and mesh baskets, which were used to transport manure, says the Kati, but also like a mesh kind of structure. V'hasrigos, and also window lattices, which were screens which placed over the windows. So it brings over here, all of these will protect as long as there's no perforation in it that measures a tefach, as the Kati. Because the minute there's a hole in it that's bigger than a square tefach, so then the impurity will pass through that hole and pass up to the next level.